Chapter 4. How Not to Fool Yourself. One of the happiest songs of my teenage years was Pack Up Your Sorrows, a folk ballad sung by Richard and Mimi Farina. Few people remember them today. A husband and wife folk duo, Richard was older than Mimi. She was only 18 when they married, and he was 26. When Mimi turned 21, they celebrated with a big party in Carmel on the California coast. It was already a special day. Richard's novel, Been Down So Long It Looks Like Up to Me, had just come out, and he had done a book signing earlier. At some point during the birthday party, Richard Farina climbed onto a motorcycle with a friend and went for a ride. The driver, his friend, lost control of the bike. Later, police said it had been going about 90 miles per hour on a tight turn. The driver survived the crash. Farina flew into the air and was killed. Richard Farina was by all accounts an extraordinarily charismatic and talented human being. The unexpected death of such an exceptional man at such a young age would break the heart of not just his wife, but all those who were close to him. His wife's pain can be imagined only imperfectly. For it to happen while she celebrated her 21st birthday is beyond tragic. You need a darker, sadder word. I don't have one. Surely her friends rallied around her. Mimi's sister, also a folk singer, was in Europe at the time on a concert tour. Mimi, knowing the burden that crossing an ocean and a continent on short notice might impose on her older sister, told her she didn't have to come home for the funeral. She could come later and comfort her. Maybe Mimi didn't really need her sister to be there for her right away. Or maybe she felt like making the decision easier for her older sister. How important is it to attend your sister's husband's funeral, or the funeral of a friend's mother? There are always 100 reasons to miss a funeral on short notice. Life is punctuated by choices like these, in which you have to choose between what is easy and convenient for you, finish your tour and enjoy the acclaim, and a chance to help those around you. Go home and comfort your sister. So many times we have to choose between what is pleasant or good for us and what an impartial spectator would see as the right thing to do.